as the Chattanooga area sees more new cases of COVID-19, and Hamilton County health officials say those cases are coming from all zip codes through community spread, we wanted to check in with one population that has been hit hard already. Lily Sanchez is with La Paz, Chattanooga.
Lily, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What are you and the folks at La Paz and Clinica Medicos seeing and hearing from the people that you're reaching out to and trying to help at this time?
As the numbers have begun to sort of increase in the Latinx Hispanic community, we've tried to identify as a group of community organizations that work with this community what the underlying sort of factor that has contributed to the uptick in cases. It's fortunate that more Latinos are coming out to get tested, but it's also unfortunate that this also means that the number in cases has grown. So it's kind of a win-lose situation. But we've seen that the underlying factor is really that these individuals and families haven't been able to adapt their lifestyle and their work life to accommodate the new normal that we have found ourselves in. And so these individuals are still going to work and still having to be in public amongst other people being exposed to the virus simply because the nature of their work isn't allowing really for self-isolation or social distancing.
What we're seeing in this community, in this area, we're seeing in other areas across the country.
Definitely. The factors that are contributing to the higher numbers here in Chattanooga is definitely not unique to Chattanooga. All over the country, you're seeing sort of pockets of Hispanic Latinx community members being affected disproportionately because these are the individuals who have essential jobs, individuals who don't qualify for government assistance such as unemployment or the stimulus financial support that we received. So these individuals have no other choice but to continue going to work in order to provide for their families. Also, these individuals often live in multi-family homes or multi-generational homes. And so they have unique circumstances in that they don't really have the space physically, actually, to social distance themselves if they do end up testing positive.
There are the economic barriers, and then there are also the language and cultural barriers.
For sure. Because this is such new information to everybody across the entire globe, where you receive your information really matters, and the way in which you receive information matters. So these individuals are having to face an additional barrier where the information that is very timely, very sensitive, and very pertinent, they're struggling to receive this information simply because of the languages they speak. And so it's been kind of a second level of obstacles that our community members have been facing and the organizations that are trying to get this information to them.
What challenges are there at this time and going forward with access to testing, access to care?
Besides just the economic and language barrier, we've also seen individuals who sort of refrain from kind of acknowledging and engaging with the information regarding the virus simply out of fear of the unknown. It sort of does tie back into economic barriers. They're afraid that if they do kind of acknowledge and have to face the issue at hand, that it will become an economic burden to them, not only because of having to pause their working, but also having to treat this in case it becomes something unmanageable for them. And there are a lot of varying opinions across the community. It just depends on who you ask, how they have felt in this time regarding who to trust and who to look to for information and resources. Fortunately, we've been able to kind of be on the ground with organizations like Clinica Medicos and SEMPA, and with the established relationships and trust that we already have with this community, kind of infiltrate the information in a way that they're more susceptible to receiving and kind of accepting in a more comfortable manner.
What other challenges may be ahead as cases continue to spike and as more reopening takes place?
I think that across all cultures and across all economic statuses within the Chattanooga community, the main issue is going to be that individuals are seeking to kind of return to normalcy And the reopening of different businesses and public areas is kind of also encouraging that. So they might not take it as seriously. We've already seen individuals in our community kind of make up their minds about the virus and how it's going to affect their lives. But I would say that that's more to do with the fact that their lives never really were able to change because of the fact that they had to continue going to work. But I think that what La Paz and other community organizations are working on is continuing the education as the circumstances change, as businesses begin to open in public places, so that they understand that now that we're not fully in a phase of social distancing and self-isolation, there are still measures that need to be taken, and trying to communicate that to them in a way that doesn't instill fear in them, but instills a sense of responsibility as part of a larger community.
Where can people go online for more information, and where can they call?
For more information about the community efforts that La Paz is working on currently, they can go to lapazchattanooga.org or call 423-624-8414.
All right. Lily, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.